Welcome to the Money and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Nelson. My mission to empower millennial couples to make money moves that won't just improve your financial health, but strengthen your marriage as well. In this podcast, I share stories, tips, and tricks, both from my experience as a certified financial planner and from my own marriage, to help you and your spouse kick financial anxiety to the curb and use your money to create the lives you love together. Let's get started. All right, so we are after Thanksgiving at this point, which means that we're only a few weeks away from people talking about New Year's resolutions and setting goals for the year 2024 that are going to help us improve our financial situation. And, you know, obviously we're a little bit early for that. And so I will actually have an episode in a few weeks about goal setting for 2024 and how to think about that. But I want to just kind of think about this idea of financial change a little bit in this week's episode, right? As we are in the phase where we're going to start to think about setting goals for financial change for 2024, we might not be there yet, right? But I find one of the challenges that I've found in my industry, right, is the way we talk about the need to make financial changes and the benefits of doing so just often land flat with people. And I think that's our problem as an industry, frankly. Like, I don't think it's a problem of the people we're trying to work with as much as it is just the way that we talk about change in this industry is not particularly effective, right? Everybody knows that it would be better if they spent less and saved more for the future, right? Like, everybody knows if you're not saving enough for retirement, you're not going to be able to retire someday. And yet, we as a financial professional, it's hopefully not me so much, right? But I know just from being in the industry, and I've been guilty of this in the past myself, right? You know, like, our messaging is that you need to be saving, like, you're not gonna be able to retire, like, and just really kind of this very future focused lens that either is A, like, not meeting you where you're at in terms of the challenges you're facing today. Like, it's not that helpful to be hammering home on not saving enough for retirement if you are living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to pay your bills or dealing with debt or, you know, whatever it might be. Like, there's better ways to help in those circumstances, certainly. But even if you're not struggling with any of those things, even if you are in a position where you feel like you should be able to save for retirement, but you're just not, right? The kind of fear-based, like, you're not going to be able to do this if you don't do that type messaging, I find just lands flat with people, right? In the same way that a doctor can say, like, you know, you need to be eating all your fruits and vegetables and you need to be cutting out sugar or else you're going to have health problems down the road. Like, is that true? I mean, sure. Or maybe, anyway. Would it be better if you ate more fruits and vegetables and ate less sugar? Yes, right? Is it effective for most people to be preaching that message? No, right? Like, that, like, the medical world has been saying that for decades, and you can look at the research that shows how effective that has been for the American public over time. It's just not an effective way to inspire people to make change, right? The kind of the really kind of nebulous long-term stuff that doesn't feel, you know, the really impactful in the present, right? It's hard to make short-term changes to get benefits in the really long-term that are not defined in terms of what it's going to look like and what the timeline is, unless you're feeling really inspired and motivated to do that. And if you are, then great, go do that, right? But if you're not, like, how could we do it better, right? What's a better way that we can inspire financial change? And that is the reason why I'm holding off on releasing this episode until after Thanksgiving, because I think I've even told the story given this metaphor on the podcast before. But I love Christmas time. Like, I celebrate the holiday season like people celebrate the summer season, right? You know, starting Memorial Day, ending Labor Day, like, it's a month-long thing. Like, that's the way I approach the holiday season. And we're going to keep this non-denominational, right? But I the next couple episodes, we're going to be pulling in some ideas from just, like, that are topical for this time of year that I maybe have been thinking about for months, but most people don't think about until after Thanksgiving. So you're welcome for holding off on this until now. But, you know, one of the stories that you hear about at this time of year, and, you know, you might be able to go see on the movies or in a theater, right, is A Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens is A Christmas Carol about Ebenezer Scrooge. And in the story, of course, right, Scrooge is miserable when it comes to money, right? He's greedy, he's selfish, he's miserly, he mistreats his employees, like he's everything bad, right, from a financial perspective in terms of the way he approaches money and the world around him. And the financial planners out there, or the, you know, the people like who are in his world might scream at him, Scrooge, you need to change. If you don't change, then you're going to be miserable your whole life. And because that's the way we often approach these things as an industry, right? But like that wouldn't be effective, right? It wouldn't meet him where he's at. And so what happens in the story, for those of you who don't know, is right, he's visited by the ghost of his old work partner who has passed away and is like condemned for eternity. And he says he needs to change. Scrooge, you need to change. You're going to end up like me. And that doesn't really resonate with Scrooge. And so the ghost says, okay, you're going to be visited by three spirits tonight. And that's going to kind of show you all of these things in more detail. So he's visited by the ghost of Christmas past, who takes him back to his childhood and shows him lonely and like the upsetting parts of his childhood that kind of set him up to be on the road to be miserable today, right? Going back in the past and looking at how he got to this point. Then he's visited by the second spirit, the ghost of Christmas present, that shows him what's happening all around him today, the things that he's missing, the impact on his employees and the way that, like the things that are happening today because he is the way that he is. And then the ghost of Christmas future shows him like his own funeral. Nobody comes, like it's sad. His Tiny Tim, his employee's kid, passes away because, you know, like all the bad things that happen if he does not change down the road. And that inspires him to make the change. And he wakes up Christmas morning and is very happy and starts being a lot more generous. And it's a happy ending, right? Again, I can't emphasize this enough, right? The ghost of his old work partner doesn't show up and say, Scrooge, you need to change. And then Scrooge immediately changes. So, you know, you're right. I've totally been missing the boat. Like I was wrong. I'm going to change. And then he changes and everything's happy. Like that's not the way the story goes. That like just being told you need to change is not enough to drive the change. It's not the way it works. It's only after he goes through this process of looking backward at his past and kind of seeing some of the upsetting things that got him to this point, and then kind of then taking that lens and looking at the present and seeing the impact of the lack of change on the way that his situation's playing out, and then looking forward, and then kind of with both of those lenses in mind, then looking forward and looking at what happens if I don't actually make the change, what's the trajectory look like, right? The looking backward and then looking at the present put him in the right headspace to then look at the future and say, oh shoot, I need to do some things differently. And then he does, right? If you are trying to make a financial change, I encourage you to do the same, right? First look backward, right? How did your relationship with money develop, right? How did these things happen over time? How did you come to think about money the way that you think about it today? And then just the underlying financial situation you're in, right? What things happened? What choices were made? What situations were you dealt with that got you to this point? And then once you do that, it helps you a little bit see more clearly in the present, understanding the state of things today and how your decisions today are impacting both you and your spouse and the world around you and like the impacts of that, so that then we can then potentially make changes when we look in the future to create a better life for you and your family, right? Understanding how the future will be impacted if you allow these things that happen in the past and present to continue into the future, right? Those three lenses, the past, the present, and the future, are not just a holiday story, right? I think it really is the key to driving lasting, effective change in whatever you're looking to change, whether it's a health goal, whether it's a financial goal, whether it's a relationship goal, right? How did things play out in the past that got you to this point, right? And then what's the impact of those things on your situation today? And what will happen if we don't adjust them going forward? And then what changes can we make today to create a better future? That to me is a much better way to think about making long-term financial change than just hammering home on you need to change, you need to change, you need to change. Whether it's your spouse that you're looking to get on board with a plan, whether it's just you looking to kind of break out of some stagnation around a financial decision or a financial obstacle that you're facing, give it some thought. Think through what Ebenezer Scrooge might be able to teach you about how to make a lasting financial change. Give it some thought. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Money and Marriage Podcast. If you want to learn more, you can access my favorite money exercise for free if you head to paysetterplanning.com/moneyandmarriage. Again, that's paysetterplanning.com/moneyandmarriage. Get your access today, and I'll see you next time.